Good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this fine food Friday, August the 4th. I'm Brian Shields in for Ray Graff. Today, we welcome the folks from Slidin' Dirty Restaurant in Troy and Schenectady. The establishment also has a food truck that rolls throughout the capital region as well as being a full-time caterer. Want to learn more about sliders, those mini hamburgers that have a slew of different ingredients and toppings? Well, that's the focus today. 800-348-2551. The number to call again, 800-348-2551. Your calls, sliders, much more, all coming up on Vox Pop right after the news. The number to call again, 800-348-2551. Thank you for joining us today on Vox Pop. I'm Brian Shields in for Ray Graff. It's a Food Friday, and today, sliders. The mini hamburgers can be appetizers or an entire meal, and we have the perfect people in the studio to help you sort through the numerous types of those beautiful little hamburgers. The Tim and Brooke Taney own Slidin' Dirty Restaurants in Troy and Schenectady. They also operate a full-service caterer and a food truck throughout the capital region. Tim and Brooke, by the way, were finalists on Live with Kelly and Michael's Truckin' Amazin' Cook-Off. Tim and Brooke, welcome to the Food Friday today. The number to call, 800-348-2551. It's 800-348-2551. You can post comments on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. You can tweet your questions and comments, WAMC Vox Pop, or email at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number to call, 800-348-2551. All right, Tim, let's start with you. What's a slider? Give us a little bit of the history.
Well, I guess you'd probably have to ask the people from White Castle exactly what a slider is. But as far as I'm concerned, if you can get two or three on a plate and eat it at in one sitting, I'd call that a slider.
They started to really grow in popularity, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. But like you said, White Castle, they had them for decades. And they still do, I guess, in your local grocer's freezer.
Yep. Ours are a little different than White Castle. White Castles are smaller. You could eat probably a half a dozen White Castle sliders. Slidin' Dirty, I would say two or three is going to do you just fine. We also have some more gourmet ingredients than the fast food White Castle would put on there.
Brooke, why sliders? There's so much food that you can decide to dedicate your professional life to. What made you pick a slider?
Well, it was really Tim's vision for the sliders because we would go out to eat at places, and there's oftentimes like a lot of things that you want to try on a menu. And with the sliders, it gives you that opportunity to try like two or three different, you know, sliders that you want to try. You don't have to be contained to just like one and, you know, be like, oh, well, I'm going to get that one next time. You can really try three, you know, at one time.
800-348-2551. Let's talk about Slidin' Dirty. First of all, the restaurant's in Troy and Schenectady. Just sliders or a lot of other stuff on the menu?
We've got a lot of other stuff, actually. We've, of course, got the sliders. We also have our gluten-free taco menu. And we've got a lot of different pub fare. As for libations, we have craft beer, craft liquor, a lot of local stuff, you know, so a lot of our focus is really on making sure we have quality ingredients, that we're doing something unique, something that maybe you can't get anywhere else, and that we're kind of embracing the local area and all the great producers that we have in this area.
And Brooke, the food truck, what's that all about? Where can we find the food truck, and is it just sliders?
The food truck does do just sliders on the menu. The truck does always have the gluten-free corn tortilla for anybody that is, you know, gluten intolerant. We're able to do that. And then we also do a handful of appetizers as well. It's usually like an egg roll, some dippers, so it's gluten-free for those people, and then a salad as well.
Where does the truck go usually?
The truck today is at Empire State Plaza. It is at Empire State Plaza on Wednesdays and Fridays. From 11 to 2, unless it's booked for a catering event, and then the schedule, you know, will change to accommodate that catering event. And we do the events at Nine Pin for Ciders and Sliders. We just were there last night for it, and then we'll be at the Valley Cats game on Sunday for the Ciders and Sliders.
The number to call, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Email us, too, at voxpop@wamc.org. Tim and Brooke Taney own the Slidin' Dirty Restaurants in Troy and Schenectady. They're also a full-service caterer, and they operate the food truck that was just mentioned. It's down at the State Plaza. Well, it's probably just pulling out about now, but catch it next time, 800-348-2551. Tim, I imagine sliders don't have to be beef.
No, they don't. Actually, we have we do have our certified Angus beef sliders, but we also have all-natural chicken breast. We have our vegetarian black bean that we make in-house. And we've got some seafood sliders at the restaurant, too. So we've got some fried shrimp, fried scallop, you know, so, and then, excuse me, and pulled pork as well. And with our pulled pork, we braise it in nine-pin cider, so it gives it a little bit of a local touch to that as well.
Brooke just pushed up her nose with us. Is that the international signal for pork?
I guess so.
Yes, it is.
800-348-2551. We've got a call from the Berkshires. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I must have hit the wrong thing. Well, perhaps we can get somebody. What did I do? Oh, I don't know. I'll fix it soon. But 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. The number to call. You know, veggie burgers, when they first came out, they were just awful. But now they're not. I had a veggie burger a couple weeks ago, and it was hard to tell the difference.
Yeah, they've come a long way, and there's a lot out there that are still awful. There's a lot of great ingredients, and you can kind of, I think once people stop trying to mimic, the protein and just kind of try to make a nice patty, then you started to see some better ones.
Now I fix the phone. Titus in Stockbridge, go ahead.
Hello. I just wanted to comment about being there when they opened the first White Castle. And I think they were making those patties out of horse meat. They called it hoof to table.
I can assure you that we do not use any horse meat.
No, I didn't think so. You sound like you're running a pretty good operation there.
Okay.
Thank you, Titus.
Thank you very much for calling, Titus. I'm sure the White Castle folks really appreciate that call. Let's talk to Joanne in Rensselaerville. Joanne?
Hi there. Hi. I'm kind of curious. What's the weight that's in the burger?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Could you say that one more time?
Wait. Normally you go to the store to tell you it's a quarter pounder. But, of course, that's a big burger. So how much is the weight of the meat that you put
in okay.
the burger?
Yeah, okay. I got you. With the quarter pounder, of course, McDonald's. How much is in a slider?
So our, I guess everybody does it a little different, but ours is about 2.5 ounces.
That's before cooking.
Before cooking, correct. Right. And that's, so it does cook down a little bit. Certainly beef cooks down more than chicken. But yeah, we start our proteins at 2.5. So.
How do you make a seafood slider? Does that react well to flame?
Well, our seafood sliders are fried. So we deep fry the scallop or the shrimp also the crab cake those get fried maybe not the healthiest way to prepare seafood but
wow. You only live once. Come
that's
on.
Right our gluten-free tacos though does get a sauteed shrimp and that reacts just fine.
What about toppings, condiments? What do you suggest other than the typical, ketchup, mustard, that kind of thing?
Well, certainly the first thing I would suggest is our Dirty Secret Slider Sauce, which is our house-made.
It's secret, but what's kind of any? I guess you can't tell
me. I could tell you, but, I'd have to kill you, I think is what they say. But, it's a mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, relish kind of mixture, so similar to what the McDonald's secret sauce kind of thing is, but we do our own little spin on it. We've got our Dirty Dust seasoning in there, in addition to that, we make all our own sauces. So we've got a chipotle cream sauce, a cilantro cream sauce, a horseradish cream sauce. We make our own barbecue, honey sriracha. Another thing that we do and we insist on doing is making all our own dressing and sauces. So you won't see us buying a salad dressing or buying a pre-made sauce. we like to sort of create our own flavors, and that's kind of what makes, you know, that gives you an identity. You know, if we're putting the same barbecue sauce on that 10 other restaurants are, you know, we're kind of serving the same stuff.
800-348-2551 is the number to call. 800-348-2551. The email address, voxpop@wamc.org. Again, 800-348-2551. We'll take more calls in a moment.
Support for WMC comes from Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, Old South Street, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Dairy and No Moo Dairy Free. Handmade artisan ice cream, sweet baked goods, hot fudge, and more. Harolds.com. Convino Wine Bar, Northampton, Massachusetts. Over 70 wines by the glass and a full menu from afternoon snack through nightcap. Live music Sundays and Mondays. Outdoor seating. Thorne's Marketplace. ConvinoNoho.com. Terrapin Restaurant. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week in a historic renovated church building in the heart of Rhinebeck Village. TerrapinRestaurant.com. Warwick Valley Farmers Market, the 24th year of providing locally grown produce and farm fresh food with 37 family farms and artisan kitchens and bakeries. Open Sundays, WarwickValleyFarmersMarket.org. And Cafe Capriccio, Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grand Street in Albany, New York. CafeCapriccio.com.
This is Vox Pop, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. It's Food Friday. It's Slider Day today. Tim and Brooke Taney own Slidin' Dirty Restaurants in Troy and Schenectady. They're a full-service caterer. They operate a food truck that's on the road in the Capital Region. And Tim and Brooke were finalists on Live with Kelly and Michael's Truckin' Amazing Cook-Off. How many sliders did Michael Strahan put away? As many as he wanted.
Right? Yeah, that's right. On the air, I think he took down one, but who knows what he did after the cameras were done rolling.
You're not going to take them away from him anyway.
That's right.
800-348-2551. We've got an email. This could probably be an entire program, but what are some of the differences between operating a food truck versus the traditional brick and mortar restaurant? Some of the drawbacks, some of the good points. Brooke?
Can I let Tim answer that?
Tim?
Well, it's actually a really good question. You know, we started as a food truck. It's lower startup cost allowed us to kind of get our feet wet. But, you know, running a restaurant is a whole nother set of responsibilities and everything else. You know, the food truck we bought for $8,000 and we fit it up and retrofitted ourselves. At the end of the day, we were on the road and serving probably about $25,000-$30,000. With a restaurant, you can multiply that times 10 to get that up and running. As far as the operating of a food truck, when Brooke and I started the food truck, it was just the two of us with a little help from friends and family. And the restaurant, we've got 25-30 employees at each location, and you know, all the challenges that go along with that.
What are some of the legal hassles? I'll call them hassles, because I imagine you just can't take your truck, park it anywhere you want, and start selling your sliders. Different cities, different towns have different regulations.
Right, right. So there's some states and some areas have more streamlined procedures, but every county, you know, we're in the Capital District, right? So, you know, if you're a food truck, you want to be able to operate Rensselaer County, Albany County, Saratoga County, Schenectady County. Each one of those counties, you got to get your own health permit. And even though they're all using the same state code, they all interpret it differently.
And they all want their sales tax, which is different.
And they definitely want their permit fees, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, so yeah, so right. So sales tax reported in each county, you know, so. And then, yeah, like you said, then there's the municipality. So once you get the health permits, then you got the municipality who may not allow food trucks to pull up anyway.
Yeah.
And we ran into that problem. And, boy, in Troy, where we now have the restaurant, we got kicked out of several different spots eventually we figured if we can't beat them, join them. So we just opened a brick and mortar. But yeah, so a lot of it is kind of outdated city codes. Mm. I think Troy's city code relating to vendors was 50 years old. And they had never had somebody that actually wanted to pull up curbside and serve to people walking by. They've got hot dog vendors that are standing on the sidewalk with a little cart. So they didn't know how to handle it. So we ended up, we just moved around. They kicked us out of one spot. We'd open up somewhere else. And
kept on, like I said,
eventually we just opened a restaurant.
Kept on sliding.
Yeah, that's right.
Susan, go ahead. Susan?
Hi, yes. Every Monday, I go to your restaurant, Troy, with my parents. And we love your restaurant. From Troy, I love that you are part of this renaissance, Troy, I don't know if that's the right term. It was a great city to grow up in. But we get the crab cake salad every Monday, and I want to know what is in that salad dressing. It's so delightful. Like, the arugula is just slightly coated in this unbelievable salad dressing. Gonna reveal your secret.
It's a lot of juiced lemons. I can tell you that. It's, you know, it's the lemon vinaigrette that she's referring to on the crab cake salad. And Susan, thank you also for being such a valued patron of our Troy restaurant. We appreciate it. But yeah, it is lemons, some oil, and there's just one other ingredient that I don't know if we want to tell what it is. I don't know.
You got to keep that secret.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, it's a lot of juiced lemons. They juice a lot of lemons to make that dressing.
It would not ruin the match for me, but I guess you would want somebody else to replicate it. But no. It's such a lovely restaurant. Your wait staff is so wonderful. And we just really enjoy going there. One of the things is, my mom has dementia, and the wait staff is always so really patient with her and understanding that cognitively it takes her longer to process things. And we just love that.
Thank you so much,
yeah,
Susan.
We'll definitely pass that along to our staff as well.
That's nice to hear. 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Side dishes, you know, burgers and fries. What do you offer other than the crab salad?
Well, our most popular menu item, believe it or not, is not a slider. It's our Fravos, which is our avocado fries. So we're probably the only burger concept in the nation that doesn't serve French fries because we serve avocado fries. Mm-hmm. It is by far the most popular item. We sell more Fravos than we do anything else. And it's labor intensive. I think at times Brooke probably wishes that she had never dreamt that one up, but you know, at this point it is sort of what we're known for. So
I'm just happy it's not me making them anymore. For the first 3 years I was the sole maker of the Fravos, and I am more than happy to employ people that can now do that for us.
Well, some free samples have been brought into the studio. Why don't you tell us a little about what my mouth is watering at here.
All right. So it looks like what we have here is our Old Faithful slider, which is sort of our traditional spin on the slider. It's your typical lettuce, tomato, pickle, cheddar cheese, and then, of course, our Dirty Secret slider sauce. We've got our Buffalo Bacon Ranch, another one of the really popular sliders. It's kind of your buffalo, sort of buffalo chicken, but you can get it beef, you can get it a black bean. We've got a Dirty Hottie, another one that's been on the menu since day one.
Dirty Hottie?
Dirty Hottie. That's our spicy one. It's got some pepper jack cheese, jalapeno onions, chipotle cream sauce. Of course, the avocado kind of balances it all out. And we've also got some of the vegetarian patties here. For you to try. Sure. We want you to get dirty with us here.
I'm not sure what I'm grabbing here. Let's
see. That's an Old Faithful you have right there.
That's the basic. It's got some sauce on. Let me take a look. That's delicious. Okay, the show's over. You're all mine now. 800-348-2551. These are really good.
So then I got we've got the Dirty Hottie for you and the Buffalo Bacon Ranch for you to try as well. You know, I mentioned that the Dirty Hottie was on the menu from day one. You know, we started the first ever food truck service that we did was actually St. Patrick's Day of 2012, and it was in the great city of Troy. And, you know, there's still, here we are 5 years later, and we still have a big portion of those original menus that are served at our locations in Schenectady and Troy. And now off the food trucks.
I like burgers rare. Is that the best way?
I mean, agree. I like. I usually go medium rare. But for me, I prefer pink. The more pink, the better.
Sure.
You know, but certainly, I believe it or not, as a the owner now of a burger concept. When I was a child, I was allergic to beef.
Yeah.
Unless it was fully cooked. you know. So, who would have thought that I'd grow up to own a burger concept. Yeah. But
so what's in the Old Faithful?
So Old Faithful's are lettuce, tomato, pickles, onion, and our Dirty Secret slider sauce. So it's kind of really traditional.
That is very good sauce.
Traditional cheeseburger. Yeah, and that sauce is it's pretty epic.
Let's take a call. Joey in Albany.
Hi. I was wondering if there are any plans or sliding near to open a location in either Saratoga Springs or in Albany?
Well, we just opened in Schenectady, and certainly we have to recoup some of that investment. But I would say that Albany and Saratoga are certainly on our radar. And you know,
that's
it's,
awesome.
It's kind of you know, when we decided to open up in Troy, I think our vision was always, you know, let's see how this works out and see if there's other opportunities out there. Schenectady happened to be the best opportunity for spot number two. But we've always kept Albany and Saratoga sort of on our radar. So, yeah, I mean, we'd love to have a spot in both of those locations, honestly.
That'd be great. Yeah, I'd love to get a Dirty Ninja in Albany someday. That'd be killer.
Excellent. Whereabouts in Albany would you like to see a slide in Dirty?
I work in the Capitol, so it'd be pretty cool to have you guys around here.
Yeah. Oh, the food truck. I think the food truck does serve that sometimes. I mean, the food truck has it, so that is one of our favorites that did win the Slider Slam.
Yeah, the
our
Dirty
first
Ninja,
year doing
yes.
it. So yeah.
All right. Well, thank
That's
you very
one
much.
Of Tim's favorites.
Thanks for calling, Joey. Where are you in Troy, and where are you in Schenectady?
So the Troy location is at 9 First Street. So that's right downtown. And the Schenectady location is at 512 State Street, also right downtown, right up the street from Proctor's.
Mm-hmm. Good locations.
Yeah.
800-348-2551 is the number to call. Let's talk to Teresa in Latham.
Hello. Hi. I'm actually in Chatham, New York, which is in beautiful Columbia County.
We love Chatham.
And my question is that I'm sitting here with my mouth watering and wondering if your food truck ever comes down to us. We're just the county just south of Rensselaer.
Oh, yeah. My parents live in Valencia. Which is
great.
Not far from Chatham. My grandmother lives in North Chatham, and I've got a couple aunts that actually live in Chatham, so I'm very familiar with that area. We do the Kinderhook Food Truck Fest, Food Truck Village, twice a year. They do it in June and in August. So at the end of this month, I can't remember the date offhand, but we'll be at Kinderhook Square for the Kinderhook Food Truck Village. We actually do a lot of catering down that way. Our catering business is really heavy in the Columbia, Ulster, Dutchess County area. So we actually go down there a lot for catering events. We're also very close with Chatham Brewery. So, you know, I know we've explored different possibilities. We've had a hard time getting dates lined up, but trying to get over to the brewery for an event. So, yeah, we're very familiar with that area, and we certainly get down there as much as we can.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. It's 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. And by the way, you're mentioning beer. What goes well with a slider? I guess it depends on the slider, but a pale ale, a pilsner. What do you
definitely
recommend?
Definitely depends on the slider. I think the more robust, heavy flavors pair nicely with a porter, mm-hmm. In particular in the winter time or the colder months in that time of year. We've actually done some events at the restaurants with pairings, and that's really fun for us because we sit there and we can sit in the kitchen and we can come up with these slider sauces and all these other things and put food ingredients together. But then to be able to kind of take this thing that we created and try to pair it up with a beer or with a wine or with a spirit or with a cocktail, that really kind of gets their creative juices flowing. So I really enjoy doing stuff like that.
Now I know why they call them sliders. I pick it up. And you really got to hold on to it because the burger does slide.
It does slide.
Your secret sauce is now part of my shirt. but they're absolutely delicious. And, what about wine? Do they go with wine or do you serve wine?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. We've done wine pairings as well. I am not as good at pairing wine with food, but we're fortunate enough to have a lot of people on our within our organization that are good at that. So I defer to them, but kind of take the same approach as I do with beer. If you got a robust big wine like a Syrah or a Zinfandel, you're going to want to pair that with something that can stand up to it. So kind of the same goes with beer. Mm-hmm. You don't want one item to overpower the other. So if you got something really a really big flavor slider and you're pairing it with a light wine or beer, the slider is probably going to overpower it. So you kind of like to pair those up appropriately.
Let's talk to John. Go ahead, John.
Hi, John. I'm sitting here in Athol, Massachusetts. I'm going to Troy, but I can't see the name of the restaurant you're talking about.
I'm sorry. I have a mouth.
I cannot hear the name of the restaurant you're talking about.
Slide and Dirty is the name of it.
No G.
Wide?
Slide in, like sliding into home, slide
right.
And dirty?
Okay, wide and dirty. Wonderful. Okay, look forward to seeing you guys.
All right. Great, thank you, John.
Should have mentioned that more often. Slide and Dirty is the name of the restaurant. They're in Troy, they're in Schenectady. There's a food truck on the road in the Capital Region. And caterer. Well, we haven't mentioned the catering business. Do you cater just burgers? What do you cater?
No, so, believe it or not, when we got into this business, catering wasn't even something that we were really thinking about. We kind of thought we would serve these curbside things. We'd do festivals and that kind of stuff and kind of see where the business took us. But every year, we cater about 30 or 40 weddings.
Really?
Yeah, which who would have thought that
this beats the meter fish option, doesn't
right,
it?
Right, right. So the food truck wedding thing, especially in this area, and especially in the Mid-Hudson Valley, has become really popular. So, yeah. People will go out and they'll find these wedding venues are barns and old factories
right.
And that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And those places don't have a built-in caterer or kitchen, so the food trucks kind of pair up perfectly with it. So we've been fortunate enough to find these wedding venues that that the food truck works really well with. So we are booked up. We usually book up about a year out. We've got robust wedding packages that we bring the food truck.
800-348-2551 is the number to call. 800-348-2551. The email, voxpop@wamc.org. It's Food Friday today. We're talking sliders, those wonderful mini hamburgers that one person said came from the barn to table, from White Table, but I'm not quite sure if that's White Castle. I'm not sure if that's right, but these are absolutely delicious. Take my word for it. What's some of the menu experiments that you're maybe coming up with soon?
We're always sort of doing test kitchen stuff. So, and a lot of times some of our menu items come from either mistakes or running out. So we'll do a food truck event and we'll run out of one topping or a couple toppings and we say, all right, what do we have? We gotta take this item off the menu. Let's take a look at what we have and we'll put something together. And then next thing you know, that becomes a menu item on our restaurant menu. So we're always looking to change it up. Every 6 months we do a new menu. Generally it's they're minor improvements, or changes on the full menu, but You know, we'll run specials, and when the specials are real popular, they end up being permanent menu items on the next menu cycle. So we love kind of that sort of experimental part of it.
Yeah, and people really look forward to those, you know, some of like our specials people really look forward to as well, like the Leprechaun we do in March and the Leaf Peeper we do in October. So then like the menu we just did yesterday at Nine Pin, I was really into putting that whole menu out for specials because I thought it was great. But
the calls are coming in. We'll take another call. Let's take a break first, and then we'll be back on Food Friday on Vox Pop with Tim and Brooke Taney of Slide and Dirty.
Support for WAMC comes from The Black Sheep, downtown Amherst, a New York-style delicatessen and European-style all-butter-scratch bakery, caterer, and cafe offering fair trade coffee. BlackSheepDeli.com. River Valley Co-op, Northampton, Massachusetts, a food co-op featuring fresh local foods, a deli department with made-to-order sandwiches, a soup and salad bar, and a bakery. RiverValley.coop. Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasonings, Sheffield, Massachusetts. Handcrafted in small batches, infused sea salts, peppers, and blends, specializing in garlic and hot pepper blends, RollingRockSalt.com for upcoming markets. Equinox Farm. Greens are served in restaurants spanning from Columbia County to Boston. Products available for wholesale, 413-229-2266. And Big Elm Brewing at 65 Silver Street in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Tap room open Thursdays through Saturdays, 12 to 6 p.m., BigElmBrewing.com.
You're listening to Vox Pop on WAMC. We're talking sliders today, and boy, I'm eating sliders as well. Tim and Brooke Taney own Slidin' Dirty Restaurants in Troy and Schenectady, and they brought some of their great creations here. And let's see, why don't we talk to Matthew, who's on the road and has a question.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm just curious. So when you guys are building up the perfect slider versus the perfect, you know, pole side burger, are there any key differences between the two? It sounds like you make all your own sauces and toppings. Is the slider more of an opportunity to let the toppings really shine?
I think so. You know, I certainly think that any of our sliders could also be made as a full-size burger. But I think what's great about the slider is, like Brooke mentioned before, you can try a few different varieties. But you also kind of, you get everything in one bite. Whereas, you know, sometimes you get a big burger, you get some jalapenos on there, you may take three or four bites before you actually get to a jalapeno. The slider allows all those flavors to kind of hit your palate at once.
Cool. That's awesome. I love the concept. I'm definitely going to stop by on my way back down to Boston.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you very much for calling. It's 800-348-2551. There's a severe thunderstorm warning now for Fulton and Saratoga counties, extended until 4 o'clock. An email from Frankie. When you first started the food truck, was it your full-time job, or did you slowly transition from another job with weekends? Any advice from somebody who would like to follow in your footsteps, but they are somewhat hesitant to quit their current day job?
This is great too, because we get this a lot. We'll get people that come in and want to start a food truck, and I'm always eager to sit down and sort of share my experiences with them. For me, I was a food service director, in the higher ed area, in this area. And, I left my job to do this. Everybody said I was completely crazy. They also said we were crazy when we opened the first restaurant. They said we were crazy when we opened the second restaurant. So clearly I don't listen. But, yeah, I mean, I would it's not easy. It's certainly a lot of risk. But anybody who's looking to be an entrepreneur certainly has to be willing to take that risk. So I say go for it.
800-348-2551. Another email. Do you have any examples of combinations that didn't quite turn out like you hoped?
Of what that didn't come
didn't turn out, combinations you've tried and things that just kind of didn't work out?
I mean, there's certainly some that are not as good as others. I'm trying to think of a specific one where we just had to scrap it. Usually what will happen is, you know, we'll try something, and if it doesn't work, we'll kind of adjust it rather than saying, all right, this is just not going to work. We'll change the sauce, maybe change the preparation on the protein. But that's the beauty with sliders, though. Mm-hmm. Just about everything works. You just may have to tweak something here and there, but you know, you can kind of satisfy your palate just about every time.
Let's take a call from Matt in Rhinebeck. Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good.
This is more of a slide and dirty comment than a slider general comment. We have a every year we have a big event where Porsches from all over the Northeast drive to our antique car shop to hang out and eat lunch. And we were lucky enough to have the slide and dirty truck there. I think it was 2 years ago, and got so many compliments, and the food was so amazing. Mm-hmm. It was I don't know if you guys remember that. It was basically the food truck surrounded by a whole bunch of old rusty cars.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Thank you. I do recall that. That was not one of the ones I was at. I think that was when Troy.
Oh, okay.
I believe it was shortly after Troy had opened up, if I remember. And that was when.
Yep.
It was either that or if it was while we were trying to open. But that's when the first couple years of the food truck, I worked every single shift. But as we started opening the restaurants, I had to sort of give some of that up. But I do remember that event, and I really appreciate you you calling and letting us know how that went. We love doing events like that. We love introducing ourselves to new clients, you know, all over the area.
And that's a beautiful area.
Fun. And I remember when I called like probably 3 months later to try to book the next year, and you were like, sorry, we're already booked. So the advice to book at least a year out with somebody popular like you is really good advice.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you for calling, Matt. 800-348-2551. Lori is in Albany. Lori.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm with Frank, who sent in an email. I am I'm not going to switch jobs, but I'm a full-time mom who's going to transition into my dream job. And so I have some food service experience and have written a couple business plans. I'm just curious as to why you wouldn't buy a couple more food trucks at $8,000 a pop and instead go into brick and mortar.
It's a good question. It was something that we considered. That was the, you know, when our demand exceeded our ability to accommodate it. We had to make a decision of how we were going to expand. And certainly one of the things we had talked about was getting another food truck. But I think what we ended up deciding on is trying to get sort of a home base, brick and mortar home base, and then maybe think about expanding into additional food trucks. But what ended up happening with that home base is the demand at that restaurant became so great that now we can't even accommodate the food truck out of there. And actually the food truck's moving over to Schenectady, is going to operate out of the Schenectady location. So it's good problems to have that we keep sort of exceeding our ability to accommodate the demand.
But I mean, also with that, I will add that if we're not, our climate in upstate New mm-hmm. York is not conducive for year round food truck service. So really those first 3 years that we had the food truck, and that was our only job, we did have to kind of be a little crafty, and we did a delivery service that we would, you know, go to different areas just to kind of make it through the winter. And by the time spring rolled around, it was like we were always so close. And the home base for the food truck was our driveway, which still looks like garbage right now because it's all bent out from tires and it being heavy. So, I mean, just not having a place to store another food truck that wasn't at our home for our neighbors to see, you know, was another reason.
Yeah, that was another factor for sure.
Oh, well, you guys can expect to hear from me because I'm going to take you up on your welcoming invitation to chat it up.
Absolutely. Please
Tim
do.
Loves to talk. So.
I do. Can you
okay, very good.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for calling 800-348-2551. Do you take the food truck off the road in the winter?
We have the last couple years, like Brooke said, that before we had the restaurant, we would do a delivery service, and you know, as it is, you know, the laws are that you can't prepare food in your own house. So, you know, the food truck was our commercial kitchen. Everything had to be stored and prepared on the food truck. So we were out there in 0 degree temperatures preparing food for delivery.
Wait a minute. You cannot make it in your own home kitchen, put it on the food truck, and sell it.
Right.
That's against the law.
It is. Yep. It's against you. You have to prepare it in the licensed kitchen, and the health department will not license
the kitchen. I see. The inspection.
Yeah.
Right. 800-348-2551. Trevor. Go ahead, Trevor.
Hi, guys. Pleasure to be on the show. Love your business. I just wanted to say you guys are awesome. Met my girlfriend a couple years ago. Took her out to Sliding Dirty, and just a great place.
Love Thank you.
Guys got to keep it up.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you very much for calling. 800-348-2551, the number to call. It's 800-348-2551. Any other advice for someone who wants to maybe start up a food truck?
Can it be
a part-time job?
I'm wired. Yeah. I think entrepreneurs we're wired a certain way. We can't do anything part-time.
Right.
Right. So my thing is develop a brand, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to go out there and you're just going to serve sausage and peppers and cheese fries, then, you know, you're not doing anything that every vendor at the fair isn't already doing.
Mm-hmm.
So do something unique and make it an experience. I mean, we named our business Slide and Dirty, and I remember it was my idea, but then I almost talked us out of it. And my lawyer, when we're setting up the business, was like, "You sure you want to put dirty in the name?"
Yeah.
but that was kind of what we wanted to do. We wanted to elicit some kind of reaction out of mm-hmm. people. We have fun sort of merchandise and shirts and names of our menu items, and, you know, we want it to be more than just a place you're going to eat. It's an experience. It's a place that somebody's going to want to take a picture or check into if they're from out of town and they haven't heard from us. So making it unique and making it something that people are going to remember, that would be my number one sort of advice for anybody that's starting a business.
How has it evolved from the day you sat down, picked out the name, picked out the idea to where you are today? What are the changes that maybe you didn't expect to see?
Everything has kind of changed, with the exception of the name and the food. Our original truck was orange. It had an Albany skyline on it. It actually had a skyline of Albany,
Troy
and Saratoga. And it had graffiti letters. So we kind of changed our brand. We developed as we became a restaurant as well. We wanted to keep some consistency.
Just so there the was branding. We wanted everything, you know, so the food truck, the wrap job on the food truck now looks like the interior of the Troy restaurant. And then when we modeled the Schenectady restaurant after the Troy restaurant, so you really get that feel that you know that you're in a Slide and Dirty. And, you know, going back to the name too, you know, Tim was like, are we sure about this? And I was like, yes, because either you're going to love it, you're going to hate it, but you're never going to forget the name. And I mean, it's just a fun play on words, and we like to see how far we could push the envelope. And
we don't want to take ourselves too seriously. We don't want our customers to take their experience too seriously. We want people to, you know, you work all day, come have some fun, let loose a little bit, mm-hmm. joke around about the menu items and the names of them and the shirts that the servers are wearing, and kind of allow yourself to just relax a little bit, have fun, let down your guard and just, you know, enjoy a night out.
Mm-hmm. 800-348-2551, the number to call, 800-348-2551. Tim and Brooke Taney of Slight and Dirty Restaurants in Troy and Schenectady. They also cater, and they have a food truck. The number to call is 800-348-2551. How do you control the quality? How do you make sure that what happens in Troy tastes as good as what happens in Schenectady? It tastes as good when you're in the food truck.
It's probably one of the most challenging things, coming from two people that made all the food themselves,
right,
to opening two restaurants and having to allow this food truck to operate without us being on it all the time. It's really kind of having specific builds and recipes and making sure that everybody follows it, and really kind of checking up on the quality. Training and having good managers is really important, and we mm-hmm. have the best managers. We would not be where we are without the people that work for Slide and Dirty. So we've been really fortunate. We've got some really good people that have really dedicated their lives to making Slide and Dirty what it is. So you know, we are, I think that's the, I think people is really what it comes down to, having good people and people that are bought into the company and want the company to do well.
What do you look for? You want somebody with a more traditional restaurant background in a kitchen or short order cook? Who are
Not necessarily. You know, we've got a whole a variety of people from all different backgrounds. You know, our bar manager was a Verizon a sales manager. He also happens to be my brother, but we took him on.
Full as disclosure.
Oh, there's that too. Yeah.
But we took him on with no experience as a bar manager, mm-hmm. and he's developed our entire beverage program. Mm-hmm. We
my
get a lot of compliments and a lot of comments about our beer and our spirit selection, and you know that was so. Yeah, we invest in the person and not necessarily their experience or their background.
Katie is in Schenectady. Katie.
Hi, Brooke and Tim. It's Katie.
Hi, Kate.
We know Kate.
We know Kate.
So excited to tune in and listen to the show. It sounds great. I love to hear the feedback from the community. I wanted to call and give my own shout out. Not only are Brooke and Tim friends of mine, but they are bosses because I was part of the opening team at Slide and Dirty Schenectady. Couldn't be more happy to bring them to my hometown, and they're just awesome people to work for. The crew is great there. It's just a really good vibe, and I just wanted to share that perspective with the audience and with them. And, yeah, congrats, guys.
Thanks, you, Catherine.
Kate. We love you.
Thank you, Kate.
Team Dirty.
Eliza in Ellesmere. Eliza.
Hi. I want to know where you get your local items. I see that you have Nana's Tea, and I'd love to hear the story about that, and Death Wish Coffee. So what makes you choose local items versus maybe something a little more commercially available? And thanks very much for your time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You know, there's so much great stuff. I mean, she mentioned Death Wish Coffee, which has now become a national mm-hmm. brand, and it's made right here in our backyard. We've got breweries and distilleries right here that are making really quality stuff. Nine Pin Cider, I think Brooke and I
will say
it's the best hard cider we've ever had.
I can't get enough.
And it's right here in Albany. So, you know, there's just some really great somebody out of Chicago would be crazy not to bring in Nine Pin Cider if they had that opportunity, or Death Wish Coffee. So we've got these great local producers, you know, right here. And, you know, she mentioned Nanny's Tea, which is another local product that, you know, it's made right here, you know. So, mm-hmm. Obviously, there's certain things we can't get that are local. That we do have to run a business. Some stuff mm-hmm. doesn't make sense. I can't get an avocado here in the Albany area. But yeah, I mean, when we have that opportunity, and it's not just, this guy's local, so let's take care of him. They're actually making really quality stuff. We're really fortunate to be in this area.
The beef, does it come close to home? I mean, that's got to be something tough. You got to keep it cold. You got to keep it maybe not frozen, but
right.
You got to be careful with
nope,
it.
Nope, yep. So the beef comes, it's certified Angus beef. Our beef actually comes from a few different distributors, so we can't call it local, although at times it is. It's certified Angus, comes from a few different farms nationwide. And, you know, that again, that's one of those things I'd love to get local beef. Mm-hmm. If everybody was willing to pay what it cost to get some of that stuff. So some of the things, full disclosure, we have to make that decision. Is the customer going to be willing to pay for this?
Right.
Or is it something that we have to get maybe from a distributor that's using more national farms?
Joel has a question about your menu. Joel?
Yes. I'm just wondering. I thought maybe I missed mention, but I'm curious about Slide and Dirty menu. The only thing I heard was jalapeno. That sounds good.
Well, we talked about the menu a little earlier, but there's so much on it. What didn't we mention, maybe?
Well, let's see. We talked about the world-famous Fravos and certainly the sliders. The Dirty Ninja, which is the one that we did on the Live with Kelly and Michael show, has already been mentioned. Another thing that has kind of been on the menu since day one is our egg rolls. So, you know, I think typically people think of egg rolls as an Asian appetizer, but we take more traditional kind of pub fare type of ingredients and put them into egg rolls, and they've become really popular. We have one That was on our first menu ever, which is the Irish egg roll. So that's it's got corned beef and some cabbage and carrot. So that one's really popular. Then probably our most popular one is the one that we do as our February special around the time of Mardi Gras. We call it our NOLA egg roll, and it's andouille sausage, Cajun chicken, you know, and all those kinds of ingredients. So it's kind of taking a spin and taking whatever you got in the kitchen, throw it in an egg roll, see how it tastes.
We are just about out of time. My apologies to those we left on the line. I want to thank Tim and Brooke of Slidin' Dirty for being with us today. Thank you for coming in, and thanks for that great food.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks
this has been great.
Us.
Support for Food Friday comes from Spirit House in Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tastings Saturday afternoons, spirithaus.com. Troy Waterfront Farmers Market featuring farm fresh produce and handmade goods every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now in Summer Outdoor Market on River Street, troymarket.org. SPAC welcomes the Philadelphia Orchestra Movie Night with E.T. Under the Stars August 5th, SPAC.org. Pekarsky's, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, family-owned since 1948, offering sausages from kielbasa to Italian to bratwurst and smoked meats, home of the New England farm-made sausage, 7 days a week, Pekarskis.com. Thanks to our engineer, Zach Malloy. Barb King answered your calls, our producer, Jim Lavoulis. I'm Brian Shields. Thanks again for joining us today on Vox Pop. Next week, Monday, another Medical Monday. Now a news update.